Welcome back to The Political Strategist. This is your podcast host, Brenda K. Sanders. I'm back on the podcast because I have another issue that I like to present for discussion, and that is the Social Security Administration and its communication barriers and obstacles. Every time I think that I've called the Social Security Administration, I've waited at least an hour or 45 minutes to an hour to speak with a representative. I believe that is unacceptable. I believe that we must expand Social Security staffing at the Social Security Administration offices locally and both at the federal level, and so that these response times can be improved significantly. I believe that if a person calls the Social Security Administration, they should be able to serviced within, I'll just make it really reasonable, within a matter of 10 minutes. And that's being a little bit overboard because when you're servicing people, elderly, maybe disabled, maybe people that are sick or their representatives, I think that the information is more urgently needed, and definitely there should be an enhanced time to respond to a person over the phone. And even in the local offices, if you visit personally, I believe that response times should be decreased. Well, response times should be improved. And that meaning if you go into an office of Social Security, that you should not be waiting an hour, 2 hours. You should not be waiting. Even a 30-minute time period, I think, is too long for the type of people that may be looking to be serviced by the staff of a Social Security Administration office. So I would propose that federal dollars be used to augment the staffing of the Social Security Administration offices, and even the online the online response time when you call the Social Security offices, administration offices, and you're online. I experienced this just recently on the phone an hour, and I still did not get a question that I had. It still was not answered. And so because I waited beyond an hour, I had something else to do, and I simply had to move to something else. And I believe that should be a very, very rare event. I believe that with additional staffing for the Social Security, that's becoming a tongue twister for some reason, but the Social Security Administration, I believe its staff should definitely be augmented, be improved, be added to, so that citizens can get better service and definitely quicker service when they have a question, when they have a need. I've already proposed that those that file Social Security claim requests and even the appeals, those times should be cut. Those applicants should not be waiting years. And a lot of applicants are waiting that are actually disabled, and they may not be able to work and get an income right away. And so they're waiting without an income. And I believe a Social Security Administration administrative decision within a period of 90 days as to whether they are eligible for benefits or not is appropriate. So I'm saying it here again on the political strategist. I've said it before, and hopefully could be a issue for the voters that they would be concerned about. I mean, they're not concerned about Gaza if you're in the 13th congressional district. They're not concerned about Gaza because it doesn't directly impact them, but they are concerned about their personal welfare and maintenance. And a lot of them do depend on Social Security. I would like it that everybody could work and, contribute to their Social Security retirement funds without discrimination, without obstacles, without being persecuted. But that's not the way it has been. A lot of people are prevented from earning incomes and then therefore forced to rely on the government for some reason or another. It's not, I mean, most people would like, I believe, to go to 70 years old without even drawing one check. I know I would have been. However, that's not been the case. And other factors have entered in to truncate those job opportunities. But I believe it's in the best interest of our government to provide as many job opportunities to the voting public as possible and get the weight off of the Social Security Administration and lessen the burden on the government. All right, thank you for tuning in to The Political Strategist again. I'm speaking close to my phone, so my voice is a little, I don't know, it's affected negatively. But thank you for tuning in to The Political Strategist. Thank you for listening to what I have to say one more time. Talk to you next time.